Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
Now, today we're doing our dirt all by our lonely because Heidi and Frank are out fighting fires, but they will be back tomorrow. Now, later, celebs are out celebrating Halloween early, and we got some of our favorite costumes to show you. Plus, it's the scariest time of the year, and we gotta come together and help Gary choose his Halloween costume.
Oh, Lord. The most anticipated moment of the year.
Yeah, Lord. But by now, everyone is aware of the horrific shooting that took place at the Pittsburgh synagogue this weekend. We at Dish Nation send our thoughts and our prayers to the family and friends of the victims of these senseless acts. With that being said and done, slighten the mood a little bit. There is some good news out there to celebrate. There was an epic gender reveal party this weekend. Very own Portia Williams and her fiance Dennis McKinley. Now there was great food, great drinks, mad pizza, loved it, and it was a carnival theme. But let's take a look at the actual moment that we found out what the gender of the baby was. Take a look.
3, 2.
What you were saying, it was like, I know.
I'm like, I think I was screaming, what's in me? What is
it? Because it looked like you were upset and disappointed for a second,
and then she got
you
looked totally
shocked,
happy.
Then you got happy.
So when we popped it, I saw blue and I was like, yeah, it's a boy. I thought it was a boy. And then I look in the crowd and pink is everywhere. Yeah,
right.
So then I'm like, wait, now I'm pissed. Who handed me a blue popper? Then I was confused because I was like, who knows the truth? Because the only person that really knew wasn't even at the party.
So between Mama Diane, Dennis, your sister Lauren, and yourself, who you feel was probably the most shocked?
Dennis had to be the most shocked. Like, he is the one who swore up and down it was a boy because he thought the umbilical cord on the sonogram was the penis.
He put his hands in his head like, ah!
He was like, oh, Lord, another Portia.
Okay, speaking of another Portia, are we calling her PJ Portia Jr. or we got some other names in the mix for her?
So we're going to stick with the P.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to stick in the P's. He is set on Portia Jr.
Which is so cute
he
to me.
He is set on Portia Jr. But I also have another name that I like that starts with a P. So I'm like, I don't know which one.
Petunia.
That's not a pig, no.
Oh, that's no.
Petunia. Ain't that vagina?
No, that's a flower.
Okay, that's how Tatiana Taylor be talking about her petunia.
She just called it that, girl.
I had a classmate named Pats.
Well, congratulations to you and Dennis and the rest of y'all family, and we can't wait to
Thank
see
you.
Lil PJ join the Dish Nation family. It's going down.
PJ. Well, y'all, another superstar has joined the 50 Club. Yes, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman turned the big 5-0. Congratulations. Yay. And he had a big celebrity bash filled with stars like Nicole Kidman and Kate Blanchett. Mm. But one of the most surprising guests was none other than the President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner. Now, it seemed like the mostly liberal crowd played nice and were polite to Ivanka and Jared. But we're surprised that they're even friends, right?
You'd be shocked. But sometimes, like, even, like, politics and, like, Hollywood, the worlds are kind of blended. Mm-hmm. And then, like, even if they hate your father, a pretty girl gonna get love no matter where she go.
So what about about y'all? Have y'all ever had an event and y'all invited an unlikely guest where people were like, what? Do you know this person? Like you, celebrity world.
Everybody know who I'm friends with pretty much.
I think when I found out that you and Mariah were best friends, that I thought that was unlikely.
It doesn't make an odd couple.
Yeah, that's just because you know me and you know my side and what you see in me and you don't know her. We like the same person, but she can't show the my side in her.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? She can get hood with it now.
She can get with
out.
You.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Her other personality is me.
Mariah has the hood side as Brett. Oh, but baby Brett has the grand side of Mariah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Darling. She'd be like, where's my ice, darling?
Where's my La Perla?
She gets carried into work every day.
Well, anyway, moving on. It's a few days until All Hallows Eve and celebrities in Hollyweird were out scaring up a good time at assorted Halloween parties. And, of course, the costumes were all over the top. So let's take a look, y'all, and see who really crushed it, okay? Mm-hmm. First up, we got Gabrielle Union as Gwen Stefani.
I would definitely holler back.
Okay. But I think every black girl loves Gwen Stefani. Like, I have loved her from... What was that? Don't say, don't speak.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
Oh. Yeah.
Just don't love her. Tell me cause this it hurts. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get invited to the barbecue and Gwen Stefani gonna bring kale.
Yeah. Okay.
And I eat it too.
But she's welcome.
So next we got Joe Jonas as his fiance Sophie Turner's character from Game of Thrones.
This is scary.
And he needs to get some concealer. His girlfriend didn't tell him about our concealer.
He looks like he hasn't slept in days.
Yes. Prince just woke him up.
And next we have G-Eazy as Harvey Dent.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
That is dope. That's a sexy little costume.
Yeah, he got that thing tailor-made.
Yes, baby. That's cute.
It's a nice suit.
That's a very... Gary, I can see you in that.
Oh, yes, honey. I would wear that.
On either side.
Oh, right.
Yes, that's cute. I like that.
Me too.
Halsey is Poison Ivy next.
Oh!
Okay.
You gotta pull through, bitch!
I heard it through the grapevine, honey.
Okay. Baby, Halsey came through with the body. Yes.
So I would imagine they went together because, you know, they were dating at one point in time. They'd be on again, off
this
again.
This is true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This
okay.
is true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know, I think they broke up.
After the party?
Before the party, they came out like they coming to get themselves. Yeah. They probably broke up before and then left together. You know how you get tipsy.
Yeah. I'm two-faced.
Oh, now, y'all, this next one is real good. We got Rita Ora as Post Malone.
Oh, winner. Winner.
Yes, girl, you did that.
Why Diva Song?
Oh, my God. She even stuck to the fact that he just recently cut his hair.
Yes.
I love it.
She got a cigarette in her hand. Yes, girl.
Yes. Girl, you did everything. That.
I wonder, did she have on some cowboy boots?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, and a very famous woman who doesn't get out much decided she had to get her party on. Take a look.
How did they do that?
My God.
But you know what? I can't take the fact that she actually kept her face straight while she was doing the dancing. Like, she is committed, honey.
Okay. Okay, y'all. So who do we feel was the king or the queen of the Halloween costumes?
Oh, Jesus.
I got to run that for Rita Ora.
I got to
the attention to detail, the tattoos.
Yeah. I would love to go with Post Malone, Rita Ora, but that damn frame. I mean, and she was getting it. Like,
yeah.
I loved it.
Like, it wasn't a whole frame around her head. She was getting it.
Mm. All business in the front and party in the back.
And the boy in the suit looked really cute, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and the girl with the vine was sexy.
Okay, so who are you going to pick, Brad?
Ooh, can I do a three-way tie?
No.
You got to choose.
I don't want to choose.
This
I'm
is the
stuck
dish
in the middle.
Has he ready, honey, to take that bad boy back? We'll find out after the break.
Mm. Oh, I knew it. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, Lord, it looks like Diddy wants that old thing back.
All right.
This week, the music mogul posted on social media the cover to Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life and captioned it, "If anyone sees Cassie this weekend, please tell her to listen to this song 100 times. Well, that didn't end there. Cassie then posted a video of herself with the caption, "Hungover," and Diddy made his presence known by commenting under the post, "Love you forever."
You didn't dump this girl. She didn't give you 11 years of service. Mm-hmm. And then, honey, you dumped her because you thought you were going to get that little 26-year-old. She read something about him and said, "Oh, don't get with him." And now you want her back.
We don't know that's why he dumped her. We don't even know she was dumped. We don't know what really happened.
We're going to assume she was dumped. If I take his ass back, honey, I need a good bank account.
We're going to assume she was dumped because we did a story on him being with a whole nother woman.
Exactly.
And I'm not choosing to stay or choosing to get another one while he with me.
That's right.
But I think he's going to have to do more than that, Diddy. Now, Diddy is a very charming man, and I'm sure over the years he has bought some beautiful gifts. But it's going to take a little more than his Instagram comments to get Cassie back this time.
But this is the start of something big. Like, Diddy would never do this. You know he got a huge ego, and he ain't trying to do this. He done posted. She probably got him blocked on stuff, so he done went public like, "Please, everybody in the world, tell Cassie I love her." She probably like, "Aw," because he would never do nothing like that.
But if a dude ever dumped y'all, would you ever love him the same if he tried to come back at y'all?
Yeah,
I would, of course, because you love him. Love didn't just go away.
Love don't just dissipate right there. I mean, it takes time. Mm-hmm. I would take your ass back, but you would have to do something really...
A big statement.
Exactly.
You literally would take his ass back.
I sure would.
50 Cent and Ja Rule are at it again, and as you know, 50 Cent and Ja been going at each other's necks for almost 20 years.
Yeah, they love
each
other.
This thing's been going on since 2000. Okay. So the beef sparked back up over the weekend when 50 claimed to have purchased 200 seats for Ja Rule's upcoming show in Texas just for the purpose of keeping seats empty. He also made fun of the fact that Ja Rule's tickets were being sold for $15.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. So Ja had time to clap back, and he made a post with 50 Cent with a whole bunch of makeup on, and the caption said this. "This would fit you, old ho-ass at 50 Cent with a whole bunch of laughing emojis."
I don't think 50 really did that. I think he said he did it. We ain't seen no ticket purchases. We ain't seen no receipts. He said he did it, and he posted some empty seats. I don't think he did it. It's easy to make something like that.
50 is petty like that. Hell yeah, he did that. Yeah.
I need to see receipts. I think he saw that thing on Groupon and was like, "Let me just do something crazy." I don't think he really bought them tickets. I think
he posted that much money.
When we see the video of him showing Ashanti and Ja Rule performing, and then you see an empty crowd, that ain't the crowd they was performing for. That stage that they were performing on was like an award show stage or something, not for them empty seats.
But it's not going to be empty. Ja Rule and the security are going to just make people move forward. Like, you ain't did nothing.
Not unless 50 Cent showed up to the show and literally, like, stood up
don't
and sat
sit in
every
my seat.
Seat.
That's true.
Every seat. That's mine.
Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, Amber Rose fans are in an uproar over a photo that was posted over the weekend of her kissing her 5-year-old son Sebastian on the lips.
What that got to do with
that? I don't see what's wrong with that. That's her damn son. Yeah. She can kiss him on the mouth if she wants to. Anyway, fans are posting comments under the photo saying, "He needs to go get a checkup ASAP. Poor kid has kissed all the dudes his mom has."
I don't give a damn if they think that it's right what they're saying. You don't talk about nobody's child and what they're doing with their child.
Yeah.
She washed her mouth. She washed her face. She is all right, okay?
Well, we know that, but you know how people be thinking, honey.
Well, most grown folks kiss their own mama, and their own mama was a freak.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same people pointing a finger at them don't even know what their mama mouth do.
Don't even know.
Or did. You know what I mean?
Right.
At some point or another, your mom had thought it out for 6 minutes or more, yep. And that's how we all got here.
That's right. All she should put in there and say, "Your mama."
Up next, honey, find out which celebrity is putting his personal accessories up for auction. Ooh. And it's time, honey, to help choose my sexy Halloween costume after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Most people thought that it was a trick, but it's definitely a treat, baby.
Whoa.
If you're in love with the shape of Ed Sheeran, then you can own a pair of his underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, girl, I thought you'd be excited.
I'm not his shape, honey.
That's a bit much. Like, he's coming out with his own line or, like, his own personal joint.
Oh, Well, he does have a joint. But, well, yeah. The singer is auctioning off the cloth that covers his Thunder Down Under for charity. Mm-hmm. And if you have $26 to $103, then you can be the proud owner of a beautiful pair.
Thank you.
So, Brad Head, Crack, and Gary, do y'all think y'all will be purchasing?
That's a strong no for me.
Okay, Gary, any takers?
If Headcrack was selling them, I'd probably buy them, but I wouldn't buy Ed.
Oh, that's cute. I'm going to
stop wearing underwear.
Well, y'all, it's that time of the year where all the ghouls and goblins come out to play. Halloween! Yeah! Well, it's tradition here at Dish Nation for everybody, including you guys at home, to vote on Gary's Halloween costume. Okay, Gary, darling, what are you going to strongjay around for us this year?
Well, broad, darling, honey, now you know, honey, I keep it sexy, baby. So this year, I'm serving you a little luck in my sexy leprechaun costume. Honey, my sexy briefs with a money green hat and bow with a little pop of sparkle. And of course, honey, can't forget my green suspenders and a pot of gold, baby. Giving you all this lucky charm you know you want, my friend.
Yes, Gary, you better give it, baby.
But y'all wasn't ready for all that, honey. Mm-mm. And if you thought that was sexy, baby, you're really gonna love this sexy mechanic costume, ready to lubricate your engine.
Ooh. Another one. Gary, did you say you clean pipes?
Yes, honey. I am the pipe cleaner.
Yes.
Now, I'm here giving you a good strong leg, honey, in my boxer brief, holding my tools to fix your knees with lubrication specialist hat and shirt. Mm. And you can't forget the boots, honey. They bring all the boys to the yard.
Yes, honey. And some girls, Gary.
Yes, yes, honey.
I think you done turned some people.
I know that. I see you over there, honey, moist.
Ooh, honey. You look cute, Gary. You kind of reminded me of the daddy from Baby Boy.
Big Rains. Dish Nation fans, this show, y'all. What should Gary be for Halloween? Is it the sexy leprechaun or the sexy mechanic? Head over to DishNation.com to vote, and the winner will be revealed on the Halloween episode this Wednesday, so be sure you check it out.
Up next, y'all, Zoe Kravitz. She lets it all hang out. Jesus. Stay tuned, and we'll show y'all exactly what the hell we talking about right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Now, Zoe Kravitz, man, she went all in on the brand new cover of Rolling Stone's Hot Issue 30 years after her mother, Lisa Bonet, graced the cover for the same issue.
Aww.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I know typically people don't like sequels.
Mm-hmm.
The sequel's just as good as the original in
this
one.
That's right. It is absolutely a gorgeous picture of her mom.
And yes. I wonder if Lisa gave her, like, pointers on how to nail it, or she's like, go ahead, you got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do they eat?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They probably think about it.
I know. Yeah.
So, Brad, so, like, what if you found out your mom, like, posed for, like, Church Hat Weekly or something? Like, would you? Because you always say you grew up in a church, like, hardcore, right? Would you
try
to
Yeah, but my mom ain't like that. My mom is very fly.
What if your mom recreated the cover that you did for King Magazine?
Like, you know, like, you're trying to see how
your mom
naked.
Is attractive, and she's...
My mom is very
and she's
cute.
In great shape. So if your mom redid the King Magazine cover that you did years ago, kind of like a reverse version of what Lisa Bonet and them did, would you be here for it?
Yeah. Hell yeah, we a team, honey. I would definitely be here for it.
Let it out.
Okay.
Make sure she writes so nobody say nothing bad about her.
Okay.
That's when I get mad, be back in jail or something.
See what tree that apple fell from.
Right.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.